Chapter 43. The Origin of Audacity. At one point in the trial of Pierce, the prosecutor lapsed into a moment of frank admiration.
"Then it is not true," said the prosecutor, "that you had any experience of the recreation of mountaineering."
"None," Pierce said. "I merely said that to reassure Egger."
"You had not met Mr. Coolidge, nor read extensively on the subject, nor owned any of the particular devices and apparatus considered vital to that activity of mountaineering?"
"No," Pierce said.
"Had you perhaps some past experience of athletic or physical endeavour which persuaded you of your ability to carry out your intended plan?"
"None," Pierce said.
"Well, then," said the prosecutor, "I must inquire, if only for reasons of ordinary human curiosity, what on earth, sir, led you to suppose that without prior training or knowledge or special equipment or athletic prowess, what on earth led you to believe that you might succeed in such a palpably dangerous and, may I say, nearly suicidal undertaking as clambering about on a swiftly moving railway train? Wherever did you find the audacity for such an act?"
Journalistic accounts mention that at this point the witness smiled.
"I knew it would be no difficulty," he said, "despite the appearance of danger, for I had on several occasions read in the press of those incidents which are called railway sway, and I had similarly read of the explanation offered by engineers that the forces are caused by the nature of swiftly moving air, as shown in the studies of the late Italian Baroni. Thus I was assured that these forces would operate to hold my person to the surface of the coach, and I should be utterly safe in my undertaking." At this point, the prosecutor asked for further elucidation, which Pierce gave in garbled form. The summary of this portion of the trial, as reported in the Times, was garbled still further. The general idea was that Pierce, by now almost revered in the press as a master criminal, possessed some knowledge of a scientific principle that had aided him. The truth is that Pierce, rather proud of his erudition, undertook his climb over the cars with a sense of confidence that was completely unfounded. Briefly, the situation was this. Beginning around 1848, when railway trains began to attain speeds of 50 or even 70 miles an hour, a bizarre and inexplicable new phenomenon was noted. Whenever a fast-moving train passed a train standing at a station, the carriages of both trains had a tendency to be drawn together in what was called railway sway. In some cases, the carriages heeled over in such a pronounced fashion that passengers were alarmed, and indeed there was sometimes minor damage to coaches.